here at the 2018 World Credit Union Council, World Credit Union Conference. I get that mixed up all the time. But anyway, WCU's World Credit Union Conference here in this amazing place called Singapore. I am here with Laramie Plains Federal Credit Union's Tyler Valentine. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How's the show going for you so far? I know it just started, but how's it going?
Yeah, it's been great. We did the YCUP program yesterday and the diversity inclusion lunch, and then here today. So it's going well.
Yeah, and you're actually also YCUP's, you're on the steering committee as well.
I am on the steering committee, and I chair the fundraising committee for World YCUP.
So. You're a busy guy.
Yeah. It's great, though, bringing young people into the movement and getting them engaged and involved and moving that program forward in a new way. So doing really well with that.
Yeah, that's important. So, because not only do we need like a leadership succession plan, we need member succession plan as well to bring in that younger group into our industry to keep it going.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think through employing and empowering youth within the movement, they translate that to their sphere of influence, which brings those people into the credit unions. Yeah. And I think instead of going out and targeting millennial members to join the credit union, we need to be targeting millennial employees advocate and empower them within the movement, and they'll bring their friends. Yeah. So instead of mass marketing, it should be focused on your organization and what are you doing to empower those people within your organization.
So do you have any advice or any tips and tricks, anything like that, to bring in the millennials to a credit union to work there, become employees, staff members?
Yeah, I think that what you have to do is really focus on your policies. Like, if you're not looking at your culture, if you're not looking at your HR policies, if you haven't updated them in the last 5 years, you're behind. The newer generations require different things within the working environment. And so it's really time that we look at that, we focus on it, that we have a culture around coaching, that we know what energy management or work-life balance is, and that we strive for that within our credit unions, and that we give these people the respect to where they are empowered and have a voice and a thought and are part of the decision-making within our credit unions. I think those are the things that can really help drive that and build the movement, build the membership as well.
Yeah, I agree. And yeah, and like you said, you know, hey, I'm working at this really cool credit union, you guys might want to be a member because they have some really neat stuff, like great technology, obviously, and the services. And
yeah, absolutely. And I think that the values of credit unions very much aligns with the values of the younger generation, but we have to communicate that when we're not doing a good job at telling our story. And I think that that's a way that we can really show that, hey, we are the financial institution of the future because we get and understand you intrinsically, because this is who we are, and that's who you are, and they're very closely aligned.
It goes way beyond the transaction, I say.
Absolutely.
So, all right, hey, let's talk about your breakout session today, breakout session, you want to call it that?
Yeah.
It's called Recruitment and Retention Strategies. So give us it's kind of a broad topic, but do you have any like specific takeaways? I don't want to steal the thunder, but any takeaways you want to provide here for your audience?
So I think a lot of what we just talked about is actually in that recruitment and retention strategy. Yeah. So it really is about developing a culture of coaching. It's about looking at developing your values and then communicating your value statement to your employees and your members. It's about building a framework that makes sense in the new generation versus doing what you've always done and expecting maybe different results from it, because that isn't going to work. And I think if we as a movement don't work really hard to be the choice of young people coming out of college and advancing in their careers, we're going to miss the boat, not only from a membership perspective, but also a leadership. We have a mass amount of people that are going to retire across the world, really, especially in the U.S. The baby boomer generation is moving on, and so it really is now up to a younger generation. And if we're not recruiting and then retaining those people and promoting them within our organization, who are going to be our leaders of the future?
Yeah.
And we don't want it to be just the people that stayed. We want it to be the people, the talent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The top talent. So what attracted you to the credit union industry? Maybe I should back up and say, hey, how long have you been in the industry, and what attracted you to it?
So
now you're a leader, so pretty cool.
Yeah, so I've been in credit union since I was 18 years old. My parents were members of a credit union. Okay. I remember the day that the credit union opened across the street from the bank, and my mom walked us in there and closed the account, and we jaywalked across the street to the credit union and opened our account there. I went to work for that credit union in the summer between high school and college, covering on, it was a very small credit union, so when they had people out for vacations, there was no one else, and so I worked some hours there and then worked all through college at a credit union, the credit union that I'm now the CEO of. So, and then I became CEO at 25. I've been CEO for 10 years. So this is my passion. This is what I've done since I was 18 years old, and I love it.
So you're on the upper spectrum of millennials, right? You're like right on the cusp there. So this is kind of like, you kind of know this intimately, and I am sure that you're practicing what you're preaching here at your credit union to kind of bring in the younger members, right?
I am. So I'm working really hard at it, and we've seen some of it come to fruition. Okay. So the average age of our membership has declined over the last 10 years that I've been CEO, has declined from 48 to 42, so it is coming down. We've seen 80% growth in assets, and we have 60% of my management team are millennials, none of them are Gen Z, but they're millennials.
They will be pretty soon.
Yeah, and then we have about 70% of my staff are also millennials or Gen Z, because we have some really young people, and those people are empowered within our organization. We work really hard to make sure that as much as possible we're listening to their voice and we're doing things that appeal to them. And when we hear things, so we just now instituted a policy of open PTO. So we're no longer going to accrue and track PTO hours, paid time off hours. Yeah. They can, if they need to take the time, they can take the time. If they need that day to recharge and relax and spend it with their families, whatever, they can do that, within reason, obviously. Yeah, we have to have coverage. We're still a $50 million credit union, so have to still
the people in there.
Yeah, have to serve the membership. That's, so we're really working towards building a corporate culture that is inclusive, that communicates our values. We have what we call a Wordle. It's a word jumble on the wall that has our core values in it, along with the cooperative principle part of our staff meetings. Mm-hmm. Is talking about the cooperative principle and how that relates back to our core values. And we talk about our mission statement and how that relates back to the cooperative principle and our core values. So it's a continual process of communication and working towards ensuring that we can show that our values align with our workers' values, and that we can move forward together, and that we're listening, and that it's inclusive and diverse as we can be in a kind of homogenous area like Laramie, Wyoming, but that we respect and look for every viewpoint.
Wow, this is such an interesting topic to me, because I have all these questions in my head, but we only have so much time. I have one more question for you. What are you advising your staff to say certain things to their friends, or is it just kind of happen? Is it a conversation that happens naturally? I mean, talking about credit unions isn't the most exciting thing in the world. I mean, it's not like talking about the World Cup or whatever the latest, I don't know, trend going on. But what types of advice do you provide your younger staff members to talk to their friends about to kind of get them interested in your credit union?
So we really, again, go back to our values. So this is what we believe, and this is how it works within a cooperative framework. And that appeals to them. And then we ask them to be our advocates. We want them to go out to their friends and go, I work at this place and it's awesome and I love my job and this is why. And you should open an account there, because they believe in this and they do this. It's not just that we believe in it. We also walk the walk. You can't just say something, but your actions reflect a different set of values. And so we make sure that the decisions we make and the things that we do are reflective of our values. And we talk about new decisions, new products, new policies in the context of our core values within the management team and then within the staff as well. And that's the critical piece, because if it's disingenuous, it's worse than not having it. And so we want our people to see and understand that value, and then be able to go to their friends and go, I love my job, and these people are doing amazing work in our community and for us as employees, and why wouldn't you have your account there?
Yeah, no doubt.
Authenticity is huge with millennials. I think authenticity is huge with anybody.
Anybody.
So, but especially millennials. So,
And we're seeing that it really isn't, you know, as we talk about it in the context of young people, but people that wouldn't be classified as millennials within our credit union absolutely love our policies as we, you know, grow and continue to move that forward. The people that aren't in that demographic are as appreciative and as bought into these policies as the young people that they're maybe geared for.
Yeah.
Everybody loves them, and it works for everyone in that context.
I love it.
You gotta walk that talk. So absolutely. Very cool stuff. Anything else, Tyler, to kind of wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom for folks out there looking to get their members? Especially, this is not just a domestic issue. This is a global thing, you know. So I'm really glad that you're here, you know, kind of transferring that message to folks around the world here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it really is a global movement. It really is a global issue in terms of recruiting and retaining young people to our movement. What I would say is that if you're not looking and talking about your corporate culture and what that means in the context of the future of your credit union, that it's time. Yeah. It's actually way overdue.
Yeah, it's yesterday.
Yeah, and so you need to move quickly and you need to do it thoughtfully, and it has to work for you and your credit union and where you are in the world. But it needs to be done, and you need to figure out how to do it in the best way possible.
Agreed, sir. Well done. All right, cool stuff, Tyler. Thank you so much. Break a leg in your presentation here in about probably like an hour or so. So have fun, man.
Thank you.